is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We have a brand new read on inflation, and it's not as bad as expected. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices were up 2.7% in July, year over year. That's unchanged from the month before, despite price increases tied to the president's tariffs. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
One of the big reasons that the overall rate actually remained the same is that the price of energy was down over the last year. The gas index down 9.5% from a year ago. So obviously, if it's costing less to fill up your car, you may not notice some of the other big increases.
President Trump's extended a truce on triple-digit tariffs on Chinese imports set to take effect today by 3 months. Not everyone in Washington, D.C. is complaining after President Trump took the historic step of taking control of a city police department.
Those measures cause for some people to be uncomfortable so that the majority of people, they can go to cookouts without worrying about getting shot and killed or carjacked.
The president says he'll also send hundreds of National Guard troops into the city streets by the end of the week because he thinks police need help cracking down on criminals. Mayor Muriel Bowser's countered with statistics showing a 26% drop in violent crime in D.C. in the past year. California Governor Gavin Newsom's lawsuit against the administration over those National Guard troops he sent into L.A. is now underway. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
D.C. is its own thing. The president has a different authority over the D.C. National Guard, but still, Trump has said that he could send the National Guard into other cities, to New York, to Chicago. So the way this judge decides this case could have implications for whether he does that, for how he does that.
We still don't know what caused a series of explosions at a massive U.S. steel plant near Pittsburgh that killed at least two people and left five in critical condition. CBS's Meg Oliver is in Clairton, Pennsylvania.
The cause of the explosions are still under investigation. Sources tell our CBS Pittsburgh station the blasts happened in the reversing room, which regulates the massive ovens in the plant to make sure the coal bakes evenly.
A lawmaker in South Carolina has resigned his seat at the State House over some serious allegations. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Republican Representative R.J. May is behind bars awaiting trial on charges he distributed sexual abuse material involving children. He faces 10 federal charges and, if convicted, could spend more than a decade in prison.
Dow futures rallying. They're up 241. S&P futures ahead 9. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
An ancient practice may alleviate a potentially deadly sleeping condition.
It's not the snores. It's the silence between the snores when breathing stops and starts during sleep. That's sleep apnea. Could this be the answer? Researchers in India say people who practiced the ancient ritual of shank blowing, or blowing into a conch shell, for 15 minutes a day had higher oxygen levels at night and were 34% less sleepy during the day compared to those who did the more customary deep breathing exercises. It was a small study. A larger trial is now being planned. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Pushback in India after a warning from health officials about the king of street food.
Mini samosa.
A recent Indian government advisory put samosas, those crispy fried triangles of veggies or meat, on a list of items to be eaten sparingly because of their high oil and sugar content. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.